Keep breathing. Don't waste your breath. We breathe all day long. Breathe and be aware, and you will gain from your breath. Breathing and lost in thought, you lost your life in with every breath you take. Like we have time even a little bit when we are waiting for me, we sit and breathe, saying Buddha, have awareness, watching the body breathing, watching a little bit, but keep at it. And then we feel that the body that is breathing is not us. It's something that the mind is aware. Can you feel that the body that is breathing is something that the mind sees? If we practice for a while, anything that the mind sees is automatically not us. Like the shape that the eye see, there is a mind that sees that. If there's only eye without the feeling, you can't see the sight. It's like someone that is under medication, like you are asleep, in deep sleep. Even if you have eyes, you can't see. The reason you can see because you have the mind. The ear can hear is because of the mind, the taste, and the sensation of the body, the coldness, the heat is because of the mind. The heart can have lots of thoughts because of the mind. Keep observing. Have the awareness and be at ease with it. See the body breathing. The mind sees it. You would feel that the body is not self. We have awareness and move your hand. Have awareness first and then move your hands. Be at ease with your awareness. You can feel that the body that moves is not self. But if mind doesn't have that awareness, mind is still lost in thought, and we move like this, it will feel that it's the self or us that is moving. So we have to keep practicing until the mind has withdrawn and become the observer or the seer. The mind is the watcher, the knower, and the seer. What does it see? See the body breathing? It will feel that the thing that is breathing is not self. The thing that is moving is not self. If the mind is really the watcher, if the mind is the thinker, then it will feel like as if it's self. Be at ease and then keep feeling. Take it easy. See the breathing, see the body moving, anything. Just feel it. Like right now, the body is sitting. Can you feel it? The body is nodding. Can you feel it? Feel it. The mind is the seer. It wouldn't feel that the body that is breathing itself. It wouldn't feel that the thing that is moving itself. Anything that can be seen or can be felt is not self. Once I went to see Longpu Sim at Tham Pha Plong. I took my friends with me, many of them. At that time, I went to a seminar about psychology. I got promoted fast when I was still young. Other people were already old, almost of retirement. So I took all these older guys to see Longpu Sim. Longpu told us to sit in the samadhi way, the cross-legged post. That's how you sit it. You twist your leg up. If you never did that before, you broke your leg. And if you sit for a long time and you can't even remove it, when you move it, somebody will have to help you. Otherwise, you would fall down. Longpu Sim like to tell people to sit in that cross leg pose because it's hard to fall asleep. It hurts. When everyone sits cross leg well, and he will start preaching. for an hour, and he still up was preaching. People who were sitting cross-legged start to release. People who could sit all the way through, that was myself and the other person working for EGAP. That person was quite old and then is a senior person at EGAP. Wherever he went, he didn't look at anything, he only looked at the pole. Oh, his soul is all dedicated to electric. EGAT is electric. He always check the electric pole. That is wrong. But he sat well. He was really skinny, but he sat all the way through. Long Pu teased him that, oh, you sat until your samadhi was broken. He kept preaching until our mind has withdrawn, and he was still there. And when our mind was within the samadhi, but just the two that was in samadhi, other people were already lost. Long Pu asked, how is it sitting cross-legged? The EGAT person, he said, oh, it hurts so much, my leg really hurts, I was in pain. Long Pu said with a smile, your leg said it was painful? He didn't get it, but I got it. The leg never complained that it was painful. The mind was complaining that it was painful. Leg is not self, it's an object. But the mind is taking it as my leg. And if you sit for long, it hurts. The pain was there, but the pain is not the leg. The pain is another aggregate, which is called Vedana. The leg is Rupa, but the mind that sees it. And within that pain, there is restlessness. When you sit cross-legged and the leg was pain, the mind see it, the mind didn't have the pain, but then the mind was restless. So the body see this, the body is one thing. The feeling that come in the body is another. And the restlessness of the mind that I'm going to die now is another part. The mind is the seer. If we can split all this, we would see that the body is something that is being seen, is being washed, is not self. The feeling of pain is being washed, being seen, is not self. The restlessness in the mind, the good or the bad of the mind, the anger, the craving, the delusion, is something that's to be seen, is not self. The mind that sees all the phenomena without the thought, that mind itself is not self. In the end, we'll see that it's not self, there's no self. I heard Long Pu Sim ask that the leg said that it was painful. When I listened to that, all the aggregates were split. I see that the leg didn't say that it was painful. The leg is something else. It's not mine. It's not self. The restlessness of the mind is also not the pain. The pain is at the leg. The restlessness is at the mind. It's not the same. The mind that sees it, it's not the same thing. We can see that the five aggregates are separated. And each one of them, there's no self in it. I understand what Long Pu said. The leg never said that it was in pain. The mind was complaining. And that the senior person that he didn't get it because he was the samatha practice, not the vipassana person. He replied to Long Pu instantly that, oh, it really hurts. I wasn't kidding. Long Pu had a sweet smile. He didn't say anything today, you don't understand, but keep practicing. One day you will understand. See, he has a way to support his students. Not like, oh, this is stupid, why don't you see it? If Long Pu said that, the guy would not come back again. The leg never complained about the pain. Anyone going to the dentist here? Were you scared? That scare, was it the pain? The scare in the mind is not the pain. The real pain is at the mouth. The scare is inside. So keep looking, observing. And if you observe well, you will see that the body is not self. The body never has pain. The pain just lives inside the body. And the pain is non-self. It comes and it goes. We cannot command it. The restlessness in the mind is not self. We cannot choose what's in the mind. Is it good, bad, restless? We cannot forbid it. The mind just do it. It craves, it angry. We cannot command it. Like we command that don't be angry, we would be angry. Usually when we say don't get upset, it will just burst into anger. We cannot stop it. Keep practicing until you see all the aggregates as non-self. And even the mind is something that we see. One mind arises and falls away, and the other mind see that it has arisen. So the mind is something that we see. So the mind has two states. One state is the knower, and the other state, it became the past, it became the object that the other mind sees. So keep seeing, you will find that anything that can be seen or can be felt is not self. The Arya or the enlightened ones saw Nibbana, enlightenment. Do you feel that the enlightenment is yours? Is enlightenment permanent? Is permanent. Enlightenment is happy or unhappy? It's happiness. Nibbana is permanent, the state of happy content, but it's not self. Nobody owns Nibbana. So all the phenomena, whether it's body, form, or name, everything is not self. But body or name, it arises and falls away. It's suffering. But Nibbana, enlightenment, it doesn't fall away. It's a different state. We keep learning. Anything that we see, it's not us, not self. Anyone seeing this mark, self, confess, anyone? So I will send a psychiatrist. Anyone see this thing as self? The holder? No, not self. So getting closer now, who see hand as self? Now it's getting more difficult because it's getting nearer. The further the object is, it's easier to say it's non-self. But if the mind is steady, we would see that there is a gap between the mind and the body. It will see that the body is something that is seen. Unlike the mark, there is a gap between the mark. The body and mind, there's also a gap, it's not really close. But the mind actually grabs. Keep learning. When we know how to be aware, we cultivate wisdom, watch the different aggregate. Everything is something to be seen, something to be watched, there's no self anywhere. And one day the wisdom will be deep enough. It will know the truth that the five aggregates is non-self. There's no self in the aggregates there. Outside of the five aggregates, there's no self anywhere. It will see this. When we know there's no self, the five aggregates is not self. There's no self in five aggregates, there's no self anywhere. Know this. And when we know this, where is the pain or suffering? The suffering is at the aggregate, but the aggregate is not self. It's no longer us that is suffering. The body is ill. The illness or the pain is at the body, is not self. It's not us because the body is not self. Like when I was ill, going to hospital, it's a year now. A year and a bit. I went to hospital on 28th of May last year. On this date last year, I started a lot of operation. the cuts everywhere. The doctor say, tomorrow I will cut here and cut there, I'll take you to that room, this room. Oh good, he doesn't take me to the place where the dead people are. He kept taking me around. Sometimes I went to scan, get the injection through the hand. When they do this, does it hurt? Yes, it was painful. I could feel the pain because I didn't have that disease that I don't have feel anymore. I could feel it, but it doesn't reach the mind. Sometimes during the operation, the doctor, he was a bit young. The expert wasn't around. The younger doctor tried. He worked well, but he wasn't as good as his teacher, the senior doctor. The timing wasn't right, so it was still painful. He started to cut, and then he cut without asking. It was still painful. I looked at it and, oh, it's okay, I can still take that pain. He kept working on my body. And then when he finished, he asked, Long Po, did you fall asleep? Long Po said, no, who would fall asleep in like this? He asked, why are you so still? You don't move at all. I watched. I was looking at him operating on my body, on the Rupa aggregate. Sometimes I was feeling Vedana here and there. When the Vedana or the pain is too much, I would tell him, and then I would get the numb medication. People would give, the doctor would give the right medication if they are really good. Sirira doctor was very good. He calculated the amount of the medication right. And when it finished, the mind under the medication was a bit in sleepy state, but when it finished, the doctor told, the mind just wake up straight away. That means the timing is right. I wasn't really in pain. I was shaking at some point too. That shaking wasn't because of the shock or the scare, but because it was so cold. When they cut my chest, I could take it. I would do the fire medication, and they took the disinfectant at 22 degrees Celsius on my chest. It was so cold, I was shaking. And the doctor didn't say anything. The doctor knows that all the patients would be shaking. But then when the laser to cut, I have to stop shaking, because if I was shaking while they are cutting, the cut will be too large. Keep learning. When we can split the aggregate, at the time when your life you face problems, you can help yourself. The dentist visit is actually a good test. The dentist is like the guy working on the street doing the drill, but the drill on the road is really big, but the sound is all the same when they drill your teeth. It's scary. The mind was restless. Or sometimes you open your mouth for too long. It was too long, you cannot even close your mouth when it's finished. Why is it when there's a torture like this? During the torture like this, we work on samatha. We use the mind to put in the thumb. Anyone know the thumb? So we take the mind at the thumb. So the pain that happened at the teeth or the mouth, it become really small. Long Tabua said that he took the Chinese medication. It was really bitter and it smelled really bad. But when he had to drink that, he put his mind on the ceiling, so he could take it without complaining or without feeling anything. Learn. We keep learning to split the aggregate. At first, Practice for samadhi when the mind is lost, then we know, and then we get it steady, and then we try to split the aggregate, see the body, see the feeling of pain, the craving, the aversion, delusion, is something that we know. Just keep practicing, splitting this. When something dangerous happens, like the car accident, the car spins around. The spin around like that is more scary. Anyone got in a car accident like this? When the car spins, oh, lots of them. You are hot-tempered. When the car flips upside down, the mind will just withdraw. It becomes the seer, because at that time, the mind knows that the danger is in front of it. When it sees that the danger is in front of it, people who practice, the mind will withdraw itself. But people who never practice will just scream and die. So people who practice, the mind will withdraw and will see, oh, the head will knock here, knock there, will move our head, so the damage becomes small. So the awareness, mindfulness is working automatically. The mind withdraw itself, become the seeing. It sees that the body is spinning at the same speed with the car. It just moves around at the same time. It knows everything. Remember, Luang Ta Bua also was in a car accident. Luang Ta said at the time when the car spin, Luang Ta said any the shot that the car was moving, he can see every shot. But then because his body is really fragile, it's broken. Luang Pa Phut also had an accident. The car went from the cliff, and then it came out of the cliff to the tree. The mind sees that the car hit the tree and move, and then hit another tree on. But the last tree, he was so tired, he said he couldn't see anymore. But then it come to the ground. So keep learning, keep practicing. When emergency come, the mind will withdraw itself. But in order for the mind to withdraw itself, in your daily life, you have to practice. The mind is steady and the aggregates just split itself. And when the car spins, it will see that the body keeps spinning. It's not in shock. And if you really have to die at that time, you will go to the better place. You don't become the hungry ghost by the street. Oh, have you heard about the strange story about if there's a car accident and someone will have to die to replace that soul? It's so strange. And when people die, there will be a cemetery, and once a year, people will come and pay respect to that cemetery. Therefore, the ghost will be in the ground. Why would the ghost stay in the ground? But people believe that way. Now, summary. In the morning, what did I teach? I say that we have to practice any kind of meditation, and then know the mind that is lost, know the mind that moves into the object, and what you will gain is the awareness, and the mind will become aware and steady. And after that, split the aggregate. See the body sitting, the mind seeing. See the body breathing, the mind sees. See the body moving in different poses, the mind see. The different feeling, happiness, neutral. Any feeling in the mind see it. The good in the mind sees. The craving, the anger, the delusion in the mind sees. Just keep learning and split all these. And later on, when the body moves a little bit, the mind will become aware. The body moves, the mind moves. All the movement, the mind will see with a steady mind. And when it sees, sometimes it likes it, and sometimes it has the dislike. But sometimes we see the suffering, the mind is not happy, the mind dislike it, know that dislike. Don't see, don't look into the pain. Come and look back. See the mind dislike it. See that dislike. See or see the satisfaction that the mind is satisfied. When the defilement comes, good people will dislike that defilement. Or some people, lots of girls, the mind, the head just speak the dirty words itself. Sometimes it think of kinky stuff. Men usually don't think about kinky things because they already say it. But these days the things change. Girls actually think about dirty and also say dirty. Now keep observing the mind. How does the mind look like? It's good, it's bad. Seeing that everything is impermanent. Like when the body breathes out, it's something impermanent. And then the body breathes in, that is the impermanent temporary state. In and out, sitting is temporarily. Stand, moving is temporary. Just keep watching. Happiness, unhappiness is temporary. Happiness stay for temporary and disappear. Unhappiness stay for a short while and disappear. Goodness, badness, craving, anger is temporary. No, nobody stay angry forever. Somebody say they stay angry for 3 years, but it's not true when they don't think that anger is not there. Some people has a broken heart and told me that they were sad all the time. That's not true. Like when you went to different places and you can't find the toilet, at that time you are not broken heart anymore. You don't think about your ex-boyfriend. You actually thought of toilet. Therefore, there's no feeling that lasts very long, only something temporary. When we change our thought to something else, it changes all the time. We think of someone we love and we think of someone we hate. Everything is temporary, it changes all the time. The body breathes temporarily, breathe in and out, and the body moves this and that direction is temporarily. The mind happy, unhappy temporarily, good temporarily. The anger temporarily, keep learning and watching until the wisdom comes. It will see that everything that arises falls away. When the mind accepts this, it will see that permanent self is not, doesn't exist. People like us, like you all yourself, you would see that inside you, there's one person inside. We would feel that there's one person inside us. But when we see the truth that everything arises and falls away, later on, you will see that the self is a feeling that we think. There's no self. When there's no self, who is getting old? The body is aging. It's not us that is getting old. When it's ill, the body is ill. When it's die, the body die, not self. Who find things that they like or dislike? It's the mind. It's not self. There's no self that will poke the nose to take all the pain in place of the body and mind. The body and mind have the pain according to its state, but there's nobody that have to carry that burden of the pain. The pain will disappear from the light. When you become the stream enterer, the mind will become warm and it has a security. Even though you would be in the war zone, even then the stream enterer will feel secure because they know that when they die, after this life, the place is better. But for people who doesn't have Dhamma in their heart, they are scared of losing. What is the loss? The loss is for the body. But when we see the truth of the body, that the body is temporarily, the pain is squeezing it all the time, it won't be scared of the loss. Would be scared of of losing other people? Not really. Is it our enemy? We really want that person to lose everything. But if it's the relatives or the one we love or us, but between the relatives and ourselves, we prefer that the relative will go first. So the truth is that self will come first. Keep learning until you find that there's non-self. But when there's non-self, the mind will become really happy and fulfilled, much happier than other people. It has the confidence. Practice. The part that we practice, the mind moving, and then it becomes steady, that's called samadhi. Practice for good samadhi, the part when we see different aggregates split and changing, ever changing, that is cultivating wisdom or vipassana. One is samatha, the other is vipassana. There are two parts that you have to learn, samatha and vipassana. Now your homework. Only if necessary, otherwise pass on the microphone. Hello, Long Pa. I'm sorry first, and I'm sorry everyone in this room because this morning I was late. I acknowledge it. This is important. Now I practice every day, but my awareness and samadhi is really little. Practice, small or big practice. I can split aggregate a little. That's right, you can. Right now you are excited, can you see that? And you are trying to hold the mind to its place. It's okay, your mind is not coming to the base, can you see it? That's good, it's alright. Hello, Long Ho. I watch YouTube for about 2 years now, and I'm trying to practice. Can you see the change? Can you see the change in yourself? Yeah, that's that. Yes, I can see when I'm angry, I know. When I'm glad, I know. But I forgot sometimes. I keep forgetting. Know that often. What do you do when you're angry? Do you like it? Is it? I know that I'm angry. Do you want it to go away? I want it to go away, but it doesn't go away. If you want it to go away, know that you don't like the anger. You want it to go away. First of all, you know the anger. Second, you know the reaction of the mind toward that anger. So the anger arises. You know, you see that anger, that's good. But it would be even better if you see that the mind dislike it and you see that dislike or unsatisfactory. And if it become neutral, it's good. Can I ask a bit, why is it when I'm happy or when I'm glad? Or when I do some good things and I come back home, I'm so happy the whole day, like the full day. Just notice that you got the rapture or that happiness taking over the mind. And if that happiness taking over the mind, you waste half a day. That is the result. If you are brave enough, you see that happiness arise and fall away. You get the wisdom and you won't waste any time. May I ask a bit more? My practicing until today, is it okay? Is it advancement? I really aim to get away from the suffering. Have you tried the practicing like for putting the mind into it? You still have that a little, that's samatha. If you used to sit until your body disappear, can you see that the body and mind is a different thing? When your body disappear, that's the mind. Only the body disappear. Oh, that's okay. When the body disappear and then when the body come back again, you would really see that the body and mind is a different thing. But when I sit and the body disappear, I was crying because I don't know who to ask or what's next. Oh, you practice yourself? No, I went to some other place and practiced with other people, but I am not wise enough. I don't know how to move on from that point. If I come back to this, I only cried. Actually, you not notice that if there's the object or any feeling taking over the mind, then just notice that, observe that. I can see what type of practice that you have done in the past. I can ask, will I Will I advance and progress correctly? Right now, can you see that you are controlling the mind? Normally, when things happen in the state of mind, is it like right now? If it's like this, then you have to start over. Like the old practice that you have been done, you take control of it. You have to be brave. If it want to get lost, let it be. Like right now is better than the moment before. Let it go. You don't have to be good. And watch it working. If we are holding it or controlling it, any years you will be like this. I don't really understand what is it when I taking control. Can you see that you trying to keep the awareness? It's trying to keep the mindfulness. It will be a bit stiff, and anywhere you go, you have to carry this with you. It's always in the stressful state. But if you get used to that carrying the stuff, you won't feel it anymore. But if you practice it right, you will see that this is a burden that you are carrying. You have to stop that. If you're scared, then pass it on. Hello, Dongpei. Can you feel that the mind is scattered? Yes, I'm really excited. The mind is scattered, running away. And it was a little scared. It was scared. Yes, last night I was really scared. Last night I turned up the light and I was scared. I was scared of seeing things and it keep cooking thoughts. But then I thought of what you teach us, that we should see the ghosts inside us. Yes, that's right. There are lots of ghosts. Some people tested and shouted. When the temple just opened, somebody say, they announced that I will not sleep during the daylight. He announced like this, and I will be mindful and awareness. If I lack of awareness, please, can someone warn me? Oh, that's so brave. But then only for a little while. And he was practicing, and he started to lie down. And then there was a sound under the bed. Boom. I know that guy cannot lie down anymore. And when that guy was lost in thought, suddenly, the closet starts to move by itself. Are you scared? Good. If you feel like this, you won't have any other place to hold on to. You use putto, and if you really scared, just putto very fast. And if your mind is okay, you can do it slow and feel the putto, putto, putto. There are lots of ghosts here, you know. Oh, and you won't have anywhere to turn to. You still have to stay one more night. There are some people, in the morning they come and they have to stay 5 days. They came here Monday and they went to see the place. They have to stay in this temple. And when they saw the place, they would come back and ask for permission to turn on the light all day, all night. I say, yes, you can, but then little bugs will come. And when small bugs come, the big gecko would come. Oh, that person was scared of the gecko, scared of the darkness, scared of everything. So now that person made the decision, I'm going home now. Don't be afraid. What you have to be afraid in this temple, first thing, lack of awareness, and the next, snake. There are lots of snakes here, scary snakes here, cobras. But these snakes, if you don't step on it, they would leave you alone. But if you step on it, it will take revenge. Oh, next person. See, is it scary? And did you observe that? Around the villa where you live, there are lots of trees. The trees at night, nobody knows who would sit in those trees. Now go today. Today you need putto as your escape place. Hello, Longpa. My homework, I don't know if I'm doing it wrong. When I meditate, sitting, I can see arising and falling away, but in daily life, I can't. Can you sit and show me your meditation? Sit like this is too stressful, and delusion will come, will take over. See that it starts to be drowsy. The good meditation is using normal mind to know the object at ease. Don't start sitting by forcing yourself. You start to force yourself now. Can you feel it? You force yourself to be still. And when you start forcing, delusion will come in and the mind will be drowsy. Don't let the delusion in. Keep feeling it. You can open your eyes or close your eyes. Sit and breathe. Have awareness. Continuously have awareness. The practicing, the most important thing is awareness. If sitting meditation is drowsy and got the delusion over, that's not good. Or too stressful, that's not the good. Mindfulness is forcing self all the time. The normal mind is the mind like when we are kids before we know about Buddhist or practicing. The kid's mind doesn't have any. It is what it is. It cries, it laughs. We don't want the mind to become abnormal. We don't want the mind to become drowsy and then cultivate the samadhi. We use a normal mind to know the object. See, keep it at this level. Do you see that? When you come out of samadhi, delusion is a little less. Like previously you did, if you sit for a long time, it will become really dark. And at that point, see it move. See that it moves by itself. At that point, it's actually wisdom cultivation. It's arise and fall away. Now next, anyone want to do, to give your homework? If there's none, it's good for me. You ask me every day, it's boring. And why don't you listen? If you listen to the answer in CD, you will find that I already answered that. Oh, I only have little time left. Just 10 minutes. All the monks here are waiting because the monks are also have to learn. I would do what I can only when the time permits. Can you notice that your mind scattered all the time? Can you see that? Sometimes your mind like to think. Yes, I know. It just keep thinking this and that all the time. Observe this one. That the mind lost in thought, and you know that the mind lost in thought. Know that if you can practice this, you will progress very well. Your weakness is your thought, and when you start to think, you start to doubt, and when you doubt, you want the answer, and when you want answer, the mind is less. I do my formal meditation using my breath. When the mind went in thought, I know it, and when I sit for a while, and the breath becomes shorter and shorter, but I never see any light. At first I saw that, but then I never see it anymore. Your mind is scattered. Can you say that to me? Your mind today is really scattered. Your mind right now is not normal. Know that. See the present. The meditation, sitting meditation, seeing the body breathing, and the mind is the seer. Learn it this way. Don't just stick to the breath alone. Look at the body that is breathing. Now show me how you sit. You can practice samatha. Step back. When you step back out of samadhi, then observe the body. Observe the hair body and each part of the body that is not self. Can't I watch the mind instead? No, you can't. You have to watch the body. Your samadhi is really firm. When you practice, you become really firm, but your is not as soft as mine. You become steady. And then when you come out of samadhi, your mind will have the residue of that firmness in samadhi. It can't cultivate the wisdom. If you see movement in samadhi, you can cultivate wisdom. But then, if it stays still and you can't see the movement, it's not good. You have to observe yourself. You are confused now. Observe that you are confused right now. Know the present. Your sitting meditation is quite alright. But then when you sit, sometimes it becomes really still. You have to know that this is samatha. Sometimes it step back and it see the arising and fall movement. This is wisdom. And then you step back out of samadhi. If it's really still, watch the body and eat that. But if you can see a bit of movement, then watch the mind. Can you remember this? Go and practice. Last 4 months, Long Po told me that I should see whatever I see. I follow your advice and I feel that I have more power in my mind. I want more homework, please. Practice like what you have done. The meditation practice way, we don't change all the time. If the way or the method that you pick, you progress well with it, then just keep on practice. If it doesn't progress at all, then you have to reconsider. If you practice that way and the mind is more steady, then keep on. Can you notice that you are excited? Can you see that you're forcing it a bit? Can you feel that the mind is a bit heavy? I'm not sure now. If you are not sure, that means you cannot see the mind, then watch the mind instead. See that you are nodding. Actually, you are watching the body better. And if you watch the body, you can become fully enlightened too. The body can work because the mind tells it to do so. The mind tells the body to speak, think. If we keep watching the body, we would see the mind, because the mind is the commander for the body behavior. What about my walking meditation? I did 15 minutes and I sit for 15 minutes and walk 15 minutes. It's not necessary that you have to change your switch or anything. The more the better. If you can sit and practice and walk and practice, that's good, because we don't know when we are going to die. Come and walk and show me how you walk. Oh, you are so tall. Now you can go back. It's okay. Go back and practice your walk. This is good. When you walk back, you still feel, you still have awareness. When I ask someone to walk, you have to be awareness when you start to get up. It's not like you came out and lost in thought and then display certain pose. That's not good. Long Po told me to watch my mind, watch the mind working. I can watch the mind inside the meditation. It works on its own. Sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's good, sometimes it teaches me things. And I see that the body disappear and the mind is left alone. When the mind teaches the mind, don't believe it. I only see the mind just keep working on its own, and I watch it. It can do different things. Sometimes it fell out of the cliff, sometimes it stopped, sometimes it stays still. But it doesn't have any self, I can see that. Good. And I see the body working outside, eating, doing things. I can see that it's suffering. But the worst of the suffering is the thought. Thought can cook up so many stories. But one day, each day, I watch the mind or the body working all the time, 5 or 10 minutes. I'll do it all the time so I can catch all the bad thoughts, because it's my bad traits. I keep watching, repeating the same behavior. I repeat the watching until it remembers. And the suffering and what is thinking, it seemed to be less. Go on and practice. And I see when I sit, I can see the suffering keep arising all the time. And I, one evening, I'm sitting and eating, having my dinner. I can see that my body wants to go to sleep. I took the body to bed and I told it that let's sit and meditate a little, but it's already fall asleep. But I saw the mind letting the body sleep, and the mind just withdraw and look at the body sleeping all night long. That's because your mind make it wanted to meditate, but the body cannot cope with it. The mind set that intention to practice. That's why the mind withdraw and start to practice. Can you see now that it's different thing? The mind and the body, or the happiness and unhappiness, is a different thing. Keep practicing. Keep on with practicing. And when you're outside, when you're not here, when do you feel that the mind is self? I feel that the knower is not self. It's like the feeling or the thought that is self. When I sit, I can only see the feeling. When it wavers a little bit, I can feel, and I feel it. Go and observe whether the mind is still self. When you don't have the intention, when you are at ease, if you put the intention, there would be no self. Live your normal life and encounter everything that come in. You can see now that the five aggregates is non-self. You can see the mind arise and fall away. If you see enough, if you see that the mind is not self, and there will not be any shadow of self that will not exist. Can you see that shadow at all?
I don't know. I don't understand.
I only know that I only have feelings left. But even the knower, it doesn't have exist. It doesn't exist. It comes and it goes. And when you have that feeling that comes and go, is there any emotions? Are there any weight in the mind? You don't have to keep finding it. Just keep on practicing. Okay, I'll be at ease with my watching. Okay, I will give you some clue. Your mind is still self. The feeling of self is hidden somewhere. Keep practicing. One day when the wisdom is deep enough, if you find out that's that non-self. Right now, there is a thought, there is that shadow of self within. Oh, run out of time now. Okay, last person. I have to disturb you today because I'm at the point when I don't know what I'm doing at all. You are speaking right now. I don't know the track, my track to practice it anymore. If you know, if you have the awareness, then you're in the right track. I count from one every day, but I seem to stuck in a delusion. I don't know it. Don't hate it. If you're stuck in something, then you become aware that you're stuck in something. If you dislike that, know that you dislike it. And then one day it become neutral to everything and detach. It doesn't create anything. When there are phenomena and the mind dislike it, see here that there's a dislike there. Whether the mind will detach from that or not, it's really up to the mind. It's not your problem. You practice well. It's okay. Right now, the mind is a little bit outside. Can you feel that? Yes, it doesn't come back to the base. Do you want it to come back? Yes, I want it to. Breathe and feel. Breathe and see. At least it come back to the body. But don't force it to come back. If you force it, you will be stressful. And when the mind becomes bright, just breathe and then putto, it will come back. Your mind is not back to the base. Today I can only do this. I teach for a long time today because there are lots of newcomers and new learners. People who want to ask questions, go and ask. There are many people today. Go and study with these guys.